Hey, we're Moxie, and our small studio session's next.
I'm Melissa Davis, WFYI's small studio producer. The following is the audio version of October 2019's small studio session, featuring Moxie. You can find the entire session, including a video of the performance, at wfyi.org/small studio. Stay tuned right after the session for an interview with Moxie from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.
Small Studio. We are so happy to be here. We are Moxie. That song was called Hollywood, and that was kind of about middle class against the 1%. My funny little take on it. So my name's Jessie, and then back there, this girl, this rock star, her name's Rocky. And then you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Joy.
And I'm Valerie Green.
They've got microphones, so I don't want to talk for them. They own independent ladies. This next song is called Give It To Me. It's probably the closest thing to a love song that we're going to play today. So hope you guys enjoy. Think about that song. Thank you. Thank you. So that song can be up for interpretation. How do you interpret it, Joy?
I don't know, like if I really want like some cookies or something, I'm just like, give them to me.
Some cookies. That's so weird. That's what I wrote it about, so that's crazy. All right. So this is our last song. I wrote this one a while back. It's an oldie but a goodie to me. I was feeling very empowered the day that I wrote it. I feel like it's kind of for female empowerment, but it's also for everyone's empowerment. So this song's called Gonna Be Something.
Say me, not a baby, but living free, how much you pay? You can try to turn this car around, she's not budging. Don't know what the hell I'm cruising through. Gonna be something, no hair, these wheels are turning. Yeah, yeah, she cleans hell, you're pretty dirty. Yeah, you can try to turn this car around, well, but she's not bugging. I don't know what the hell I'm cruising through, but it's gonna be something.
Thank you so much, Small Studio. Thank you, we're Moxie.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello. Hello.
Let's go around and identify ourselves for our viewers and our listeners. Let us know who you are and what role you play here in the band.
My name is Rocky Rodriguez, and I am the drum set player.
My name is Joy Mills, and I play lead guitar.
My name is Jessie Phelps, and I play guitar and I sing.
And I'm Valerie Green. I play bass.
And how did you all get together to create Moxie, and when?
Jessie?
So Moxie started in 2015, and it's been through a lot of changes, but we're here now with this awesome lineup and these wonderful ladies, so that's kind of where we're at now.
How did you all know each other, I know some of you play in other bands. I mean, how did the four of you end up together, and how did you decide that this was the group to move forward with?
Well, Jessie and I met like a year before I joined the band. Mm-hmm. Jessie and Rocky have known each other forever. Jessie and Joy knew each other. I think she was the common link between all of us, and kind of this is the final form now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right to it. What are the pros and the cons of being a female original music rock and roll player?
I mean, we all have a lot of strong personalities and a lot of creative personalities, so sometimes there'll be a lot of ideas at once. So just kind of sorting through the ideas of, you know, about what will actually stick for our music.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of a fine line because there's like a marketability to being an all-female band. So it's kind of like you don't want to be looked at just because you're girls in a band and it's a novelty, but at the same time, it's really marketable, but you still want to be taken seriously as a musician. So I would say like outwardly, like, but I think it's important for us to like, for younger girls to see that like all girls can rock. It's cool.
Do you feel there's equal opportunity for female musicians out there? For, do you know where you want to play? Can you get those gigs? Are they always looking for male bands or mixed bands or anything like that?
I'd say it's still pretty male dominating, mm-hmm. you know. We're one female band. There's other ones out there, but there's bands with men in there and them all over the place. So I think it's really just holding our own and like being true to ourselves.
Is there camaraderie among the other female bands that are out there, or do you guys feel like you're competition?
I mean, I always say that I think there's room for everybody. So I think that's also why we fit so well as a band together, because we support each other. And if we see another all-girl band or girls in bands, I mean, I think we all think that's pretty awesome, and we just lift each other up because there's room for everybody.
I will say, though, there have been touring bands, like all-female touring bands that have come through, that we're, you know, excited to play with. Maybe we look up to them, and they've made comments that they're like, you guys are so nice. Like, you know, maybe that's like a little unusual, maybe because there are so fewer female musicians that are playing professionally, that there is a competition there that like we don't really subscribe to that.
Do you seek out venues and festivals that do support female bands or a social cause or...
Yeah, I think Midway Music Festival in Bloomington. I know that we were in talks with them for a little bit about playing this year. And then, was there another one?
We hosted a fundraiser for the Julian Center last fall and booked a female comedian, female solo acts, two other female fronted or, you know, strong bands, female business owner. We brewed a beer together, Holly Miller and I from Blackacre, and we called it Babes in Boyland, just because there are all these different areas that are generally male dominated, but we wanted to showcase all the really cool girls that were doing stuff in Indianapolis. So we kind of create our own also.
Do you all have mentors, female musicians that you looked up to when you were growing up that made you want to get into music and that helped you stay in music?
I have a lot.
Go ahead.
I feel like that's all I listen to is like female fronted bands and, you know, wanting to be like them on stage. And I mean, musicians like Joan Jett, you know, I mean, she's obviously a force to be reckoned with. Stevie Nicks is more of that softer side, kind of the gypsy-esque kind of vibe. So, yeah, you know, just like different vibes from all these different musicians. And I feel like that's kind of shaped me as a musician. You know, I can go soft, I can go heavy with music. Yeah, so it kind of is all over the board for me, but yeah.
I think it's, for me as a female drummer, I mean, that's a very male-dominated area. You know, it was hard growing up and finding other female drummers to look up to. You know, I like the Sheila E's and I like the Karen Carpenters, but most of my influences have been male, you know, Buddy Rich and John Bonham and Keith Moon and Chad Smith, you know. So for me personally, the people that I looked up to was the front woman. And it was a nice way to marry being a front woman and being in the back holding down some rhythm. So for me, it was people like Janis Joplin and Joan Jett and Gwen Stefani, even Courtney Love, you know, just having a little bit of attitude back there on the drum set.
Because you do write original music and your music really does kind of have a message to it. Is that important to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We don't want to just play something that somebody hears and they're just like, this is kind of, you know, surface level, and you can't really connect with it. So, you know, a song that people can relate to or interpret themselves in any kind of level, that's probably the goal whenever we write songs. So, yeah, I don't think a surface level kind of song would be, I wouldn't want to listen to one, you know, that's just kind of a mediocre thing to listen to.
We call it bubble grunge. So it's like we have a message, but it's like delivered in like a
fun,
sweet,
way.
Fun way. Nice but package. We're still saying something. And, you know, it's important to do that, I think. But it's fun to listen to.
Yeah. And some people might get confused and, you know, think, oh, there's nothing behind this song. It's bubble
pop.
Grunge.
It's poppy and catchy. And
but no, there's actual feelings behind when it was written, and you know, there's depth to it in every song that we play. So,
and is that why you're taking the time to create? You've taken the time to create your first EP that you'll be releasing.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we want to release really good quality content that we can stand behind, and we haven't gotten to do that in this formation. So we're really excited to bring all our skill sets and come up with something that's hopefully the most fire mixtape of 2019.
Finally, I like tapes.
Yeah. And then how important is it for you to get out and perform live in front of audiences? And what is that like for you when you go out and you perform your music? Are you there just trying to make it sound good? Are you also looking for reaction from the audience?
I love performing. You know, that's my favorite thing to do in this band, for sure, is being on stage. I'm weird. I tend to look above the crowd, but sometimes I'll look at the crowd and I'm like, wow, they like it. You know, and I've heard nothing but positive things from other musicians that have seen us. And I'm like, you guys are really good. You know, and I think that's exciting.
There's kind of a line with it, though. We've spent the entire time that we've been together getting ready for big shows. So we played Indie Pride, Girl Pride. We opened for Kay Flay at the Vogue. We had a big show at the Hi-Fi that we were able to put together. So that's kind of cut into our writing time. So that's why we're taking a break from playing live shows. Instead of always preparing for that big live performance, we can actually take time to come up with some new music, record an EP, which will in turn let us play more shows and tour. And that's kind of the goal.
So as you continue to progress and grow as a band, and in the future, somebody hears the name Moxie, what do you want them to think? What are they going to get when they listen to music from Moxie?
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough question. I think just that, I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Like awesome ladies that rock. We're all professional. Yeah. We've all been trained from a younger age. We're all in every music program that you could be in when I was in school growing up, and I think everyone else. So just that you can put energy and time into it and really rock and try to be like a good, you know, kind of role model for maybe younger girls, I think would be cool.
What she said.
Continued success, ladies. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.